It's time for the Uncle Rico Show. It's time for the Uncle Rico Show. So chug a cause, here we go. It's
time. Boom! We're doing it.
Yeah, hey, glory days. Mike Morris is not here. Let's start it up and have look how happy Perry is. Look, even Perry's excited. That Mike
there we go.
Hey, how we doing? Everybody good? Did you miss such a pretty girl? We missed you. We want to get, let's just get back into it. And then when Mike comes in, we'll be like, dude, we've been here for 10 minutes. Dude. Like,
exactly.
You know?
Where were you?
I'm here.
It was 10 minutes
ago. We've been on for, what does it say? Up there?
Kidding, I wanted to do a little salute.
I got to finish mine.
Yeah, salute.
I'm not much of a drinker anymore.
I got the girl here. She's making dinner for me. Chicken. I'll show you what some good chicken looks like there.
What they do. Make dinner.
Oh!
That's right. I got a little surprise for you, boys.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, one thing I know Mike loves that John talks about, the thing that John talks about that Mike loves the most is what I wanted to say, is when John breaks down the art of comedy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Here we have John breaking down the art of comedy. Bob, you'll get a kick out of this. You got.
Yeah.
Not in my bed. That's all I ask.
Okay. Do it in my bed. Okay. Yeah, lay down, baby. There you go.
This was.
Daddy got to change the world. I'll be back.
All right. Here we go.
No, I know, but I'm being unfairly attacked, and I know he's not going to apologize.
Join the club, me too. People yesterday, someone said I look like a Down syndrome Barney.
Pretty girl.
I was like,
girl. Hold on.
That's the punishment young Brennan gives out.
No, I know, but I'm being unfairly attacked. And I know he's not going to apologize.
Join the club. Me too. People yesterday, someone had said I look like a down.
Nice. Loud.
Syndrome Barney or Bobby Cannavale. I was like, you son of a bitch. Whoever said that?
Oh, shit. Double. Such a pretty girl.
That's a good one.
But now John and DG make out for a little bit as John tells him that he looks like a young George Clooney.
Mm. Funny, but it was fucking me.
I don't know. You look a good looking guy. I say you look like George Clooney. So there you go.
That's why I've never turned my back on you. I don't give a shit.
I wouldn't either. He wants to fuck you.
Yep. Sounds like he turned on me.
2 days later.
That drop has never been timed better. Yep. He turned on me.
We'll scrap it out if we have to. I'm not.
And I wasn't.
Oh,
whoa.
Pretty girl.
You look wonderful tonight.
Fucking lying. You know, I was being serious.
Oh, I know.
Wow, that just got really weird.
Yeah. Goes,
I wasn't lying. You really do look like George Clooney.
I was just going through a bunch of Deuce Place clips. This guy.
I was calling him Reek, but I'll go back to calling him Fan and Dennis if his info was good. Did he give you some good info?
Yeah, he showed me a stand-up. I mean,
okay,
but it was as bad as I fucking thought it would be. Just hack after hack jokes.
But he won't play any of it.
Oh, bait and switch.
Right, he won't play any of it because people are too busy laughing when I'm on stage. But go ahead.
It's like, so fucking beginner comic. The whole bait and switch.
Now listen,
I hope to get there one day.
Right. Now listen to a guy who's claiming I'm a beginner comic. Listen to this.
I remember Shuli had some like stoner comedy that I remember.
Called actually, hey Deuce Payer, do you know what it's called? I'm going to tell you what it's called because I know you don't know anything about comedy writing. It's called the false lead. a false lead.
Do you know any funny person who's ever said the words false lead?
No.
Not one comment.
Do you think Richard Pryor or no. George Carlin or Louis C.K. or ever said false lead?
No. Or Pete DiLorenzo.
No.
Down, Deuce Payer. It's called a false lead.
Okay. That's a guy who went to comedy school.
Right.
Hey, but you did it awfully bad.
Awfully?
So that's what a false lead is.
When you
is.
Pay your dues doing this, no. you don't have to learn what the words are. You learn because you're doing it.
Yeah.
And what works.
That's how you learn, actually. Yeah.
So right. he's trying to get everyone.
And then it's like having sex. Like, I only had a false lead is when you pretend you're going to fuck her in the pussy and you slide into her shit pipe. That's a false lead.
Yeah, my dad used to do this thing where he would hold this hand up in the air and he would just start snapping his fingers. And when I looked at it, he would smack me with his left hand when I went, and he goes, pay attention. He would tell me. Like,
and with what Bob was saying, if you're good enough at it, they don't know until it's too late.
That's right.
Like, well, we're here anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Me, and then he goes, but enough about Chad Zuma. That's a false lead. Because everyone's supposed to think it's me. It's the most basic form
of. What do you think all jokes are? It's all misleading.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That Wendy Liebman is just one big false lead.
Right.
So, of course, that's his first joke.
It's like,
because he's a loser.
It's like tag and that kind of stuff. Like that type of.
No. It's not even as good as a tag. A tag is at least something that you attach. Like, you know, to a string. A tag is like if you have a good premise and then you do a joke, then you have a bunch of tags. Now,
oh, a tag is a tag. All right, I get it.
Wait, it gets better, dude. It gets better. You're going to lose your fucking mind.
Smart comic will be able to have a bunch of tags. Mm-hmm. Like, if I do a joke, you always follow with a bunch more tags. You know, because then it's like
I mean, you do if they're funny.
Right.
In sales, it's called. There's a similar thing. It's called a tie down. So you make a point, and then you tie it down.
Well, yeah, but this is to get more laughs.
Right.
So, like, you know, so you do a bit, and then you do a tag about it, and then you do another tag.
Well, no. You don't. No, you do a joke, and you do a tag. That becomes the bit.
You know? Right. Yeah. You do a bit, then you tag it, then you bag it, and you release it into the wild.
It comes back to you.
Jenta says, does he mean skin tag?
You know what? He's actually explaining a skin tag better than he is a tag in a joke.
You know, and then you know,
like,
so now
like tip up.
Oh, wait, yeah, Dang Lizard. Is it really called a false lead, not something like misdirection? Sure. People have called it a misdirection, right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But nobody even says that.
No,
American Cupcake, put that up. It's not about
like me. A comic will come up to you and go, that was a great joke.
Right. That was a great false lead.
This is absolutely two guys who know nothing about their jobs thinking they're experts at their jobs because they can't shut up about their jobs. Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Yeah. Like, take my wife, please. I take my wife everywhere, but she always finds her way back.
I want to see John wearing a toe tag, Nelson said. Jesus Christ. That guy don't take a day off. No. I mean, he is on fire. I love it.
I asked my wife where she wants to go. She said somewhere I've never been before. I said, the hospital.
Oh. Yeah, that's not a tag. That's a joke. It's a one-liner.
Wait, I said the
hospital. Kitchen. Why would he say the hospital?
Hospital? What? Because he beats women.
I
just,
am I fucking out of my mind?
I'm kidding. BG does not beat women that I know.
Right.
So, like, you know, so you do a bit, and then you do a tag about it, and then you do another tag, and then another tag. You know, and then you know.
Like,
so now,
take my wife, please. I take my wife everywhere, but she always finds her way back.
Yeah,
I asked my wife where she wants to go. She said somewhere I've never been before. I said the hospital.
Actually, she's been there all the time. She suffers from Alzheimer's. She doesn't remember it.
She's terminal. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
She has dementia. I drive her on the block. I put her right back in the house. She doesn't even know.
It's a matter of days before we lose her.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, my wife said, take me someplace I never took her before. With her dementia, I took her to the backyard and told her it was France. Hey.
Take her somewhere I've never been. I took her to the attic. I'm here all week.
Our super chats turned off behind the wall. Yeah, there's no super chats. You can still gift memberships.
Yeah.
But there's no super chat. So if you want to support, feel free to do that.
Yeah.
If or not, send money directly to me. My Venmo is.
Go ahead. Give out your no. You had a good line today. People should pay for that. I needed this.
Oh, wait. I said the kitchen shit. I blew that punchline. But, you know.
Yeah.
No, oh, Roy. Roy says, that wasn't even Chip Chipperson level. Dude, we're about to enter a Chip Chipperson level. You have no idea.
Okay, but look at John. He's reaching for something in there.
Yeah. Thank you, Looney Tunes. Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah. What's is he in his hair or his ear or both?
He's in his ear. He got past it.
Are you sure he's not just trying to harmonize like
love.
Wait, what did it say? John needs to start a comedy clinic. He already sounds like he runs one. He runs one with all the textbook comedy vernacular he's using. Yeah.
Oh,
it's always the guys who are the worst at comedy. Yeah. That have all the vernacular.
Right. They come in and start talking shop, and they're like, they start doing this shit.
100%.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, that's not really tags. That's just, those are just.
What?
No, those are just one-liners.
Now I got a Google tag.
Son of a bitch. All right, let me give you an example of a tag.
Here we go.
Okay, all right.
An example of a tag.
Yeah, give me some comedy education.
And before we even start, may I say, great framing, John.
Yeah, great. Absolutely. DG's framed great because he's laying on his belly like a schoolgirl. But
is he really?
No, he has been the last few times I've seen him online. I forget what show he's on, so he's like, "Are you laying on your stomach?"
Fucking people that are so funny.
I'd have to pull someone stand up, and then I'll show you a tag.
Well, you supposedly do comedy.
Yeah. Again, he just said, I'll give you an example of a tag. And I goes, I got to pull up somebody else.
Let's just got to think of if I have anything that I do. I have a bunch of tags. But
I got one. Tag, you're it. Fuck yeah. Hey, Mason in Portland.
Thank you, Mason. Even John doesn't want to think about his comedy.
He goes, I gotta be funny. Ouch. Oh.
But I don't know which bit I could say on the air here.
What?
Where are you?
What?
What?
Are we on? What? Are we on The View all of a sudden? Why?
Hey, that's what a tag, you cunt. Come on. But
is he saying that because his shit is so inappropriate?
Yeah,
when he does the trans humor.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I mean, think about that. You're on YouTube. It's not like he's on network TV, but he's thinking, all my shit that I do in my stand-up act is so unliberal, that I can't do it. Hold on a sec, hypocrite.
DG and Stuttering John starring in the real life Thelma and Louise is my wish. My wish is that they start the movie at the end. And then everybody goes home.
See,
hey, I don't guess. Let's not get kicked off again today. I guess.
No, okay. I got if I said.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, we'll see you for the BS show in the morning.
Are you fucking?
And the tag would be, are you sucking?
Right.
Trying to think. Okay.
What are the chances what he comes up with is not a tag?
150%.
I would say it's 92.
Okay. I'm just trying to go through my head. So if I said, celebrities always give,
I love this.
Right.
That was one of his jokes.
Yes, and he stopped it because he knows where it's going, most likely. But
Grand maybe. Are you a betting trans?
David, you know I'm getting tempted to go back to it. Go ahead. You'll be back. You'll be back.
You'll miss us.
Hey, go enjoy another hour and a half of Rob Saul. Enjoy that.
You know, what's with these? Hold on, I got to remember the bit.
Maybe. Oh, it's Wednesday. Stevie Lou Day. Look out!
Boom!
Look out in the sky. There's fireworks going off. Wow! What a guess. Get the fuck out of here.
I have enough stand-up. Yeah.
Take your time. This is actually interesting.
Can you imagine someone asked you to do one of your jokes and you couldn't think of one?
And then the person who can't do any jokes is going, take your time, man. Take your time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, do a street joke if you want. Knock, knock. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know. But I had to take out the Bruce Jenner stuff because that wasn't, trying to go. I do a Kardashian bit.
That's a
this is I do something on the Hindenburg. Let me think.
I'm gonna go make chicken. I'll be back before.
Dude, he won't hit it. He won't hit it. He still has yet to provide one tag. One. Is he tagging a stroke to come on?
LA low, drunk Julie rules.
I agree.
Is Ted Kennedy still in the Senate? Hold on. Wow.
I do an Usain Bolt bit.
Oh god.
I'm trying to think of the tags that would go with the jokes.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Don't you already have them? Why are you thinking of new tags? Let me guess. Does one of your tags rhyme with the word tag? Is that why you're thinking of a new one? Get the fuck out of here. I'm here for Clay Dabbler, motherfuckers. You better recognize.
Boom.
I am definitely buzzed. Good. All right, let's go.
I don't know. You know, I'll think of it later.
I love it. Wait. The best is Dave giving him the out. When Dave goes, Dave, watch it.
That wasn't, I'm trying to go.
You can say a lot of things about Dave, but he's a pal. Watch it.
Oh. I do a Kardashian bit. I'm trying to think of the tags that would go with. I don't know. I'll think of it later.
Yeah, we'll come to it. We'll revisit it. We'll double down.
It's just like a comedian has a joke and he says,
here we go.
A comedian. Yeah.
By law, no one else is allowed to tag anything.
And then he's like, so he has a joke and then he keeps going with that premise with different tags.
I got a gift for them. Oh
god damn it. Oh, it's adding to the joke by doing another joke related to the punchline you just made, you dumb cunt.
Even better, I'll give you one better. It's literally this show.
Yeah.
This show is one big tag. The minute you stop talking, we have jokes.
Yes.
That's a tag. John's best jokes all have tags because he bought them. I guess I'm LA low now. Yeah.
Why?
That's what you called them.
Did I really?
Yeah, American Cupcake wasn't American Cupcake until you read his super chat and he changed. What was his original?
Yeah, what was he here?
He was a Mean Cup of Joe.
Yeah, his name was Mean Cup of Joe, and you looked at it and said, American Cupcake.
That's odd.
That's a word for it.
Guys, I feel like we're close to the tag. Let's come on.
Okay, all right.
We're losing focus here.
Like if I say, all these celebrities, all these fucking celebrities and their fucking crazy names. What the hell?
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell did she name her kid? Apple. Mm-hmm. You know, is that a good name for a kid? Apple. All I know is, the kid goes to school and shows up and starts sweating and other kids are like, look, apple juice.
What the fuck?
Whoa!
Oh my god. DG looks like the doctor put two fingers in his ass.
And pulled them back towards him. Yeah.
He was wearing a catcher's mitt.
And made the claw before he pulled it out.
Roy says, this is like War and Peace without all the laughs. Yeah.
And Chris Hall, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
this is
God.
The greatest night of my life.
Don't forget, March, get your tickets. One-man show.
That's right. 90 minutes of tags, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready. Also,
Wait a minute. Yeah. In Rochester, as he calls it, Rochester.
Yep.
In the Q&A, you have to ask him what a tag is. Can you explain?
Numerous times. What, we should come up with other comedy terms for them to ask. Like, what's a callback? Right. What's a tag?
Yeah.
What's a misdirection?
Right.
We'll see if he'll know that's a false lead.
False lead.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
good idea, Vinny. Get this guy a show. Very comic. Uncle Rico is just one giant tag on John.
Yep.
And then she gets married and then she starts snoring. Her husband's like,
Wait. I gotta go back to the.
Get this from the beginning because this is going to lead to nowhere.
We haven't even reached tag territory yet.
Ooh, apple juice.
Crazy names. What the hell? It's like Gwyneth Paltrow. What the hell did she name her kid? Apple. You know, is that a good name for a kid? Apple. All I know is, the kid goes to school and shows up and starts sweating, and other kids are like, look, apple juice. Oh. And then she gets married and then she starts snoring. Her husband's like, apple, turn over. You just keep on piling on the same joke.
Now I understand.
And then somebody fucks her from not the front, not the back, so she's apple cider.
A million times better than anything that came out of his dumb, wet mouth.
Although, that's why I said, I say to my three kids, we're not going Hollywood. We will not go Hollywood. I said, listen, Oscar, Emmy, People's Choice. We are not going Hollywood. So now you have.
Oh, misdirection. False lead.
Such beginner comedy. False lead stuff.
Yeah. Around. You won. Bing, boom, bing, boom.
Right.
So something like that. Well, something like that.
I told you. That was fantastic. Thank you, Carl, for sending me. I watched Carl and those guys break that down, and my head was spinning, and I'm going, because they're not like us. They let it go.
I Googled false lead and like every variation of this phrase I could think of, and absolutely nothing comes up.
No.
Right. So now to Google misdirection comedy and see what comes up.
Yeah. Lesson 8 from there you go. Chris Head.
There because that was in one specific, comedy
book
class, or book that he read. And that's so now that's he's the expert.
Yep. 100%.
Oh, that was amazing.
The Apple verse. Sennhauser. Oh my God. He made a funny, he's not even here.
Zen.
Oh, and look at that. He's a member too. Thanks.
And he's thin in that, so that's not him.
Yeah. That's a false lead.
Dinhauser.
Dinhauser false leading us with an avatar.
I saw your guitars that you tweeted today.
Sorry. I hit the thing by accident.
Thank you, Silent Shape.
Yeah, thank you.
What? We're back to Cardiff?
Mason Brown.
Yeah, I just wanted to play that clip for you.
Okay. Yeah,
it's just him talking about the tag. That's all I wanted.
I was still the tag thing really got me fucking.
That is that, yeah.
Yeah. What is a tag? A tag is another punchline attached to the end of a joke. The usual structure of a joke goes set up punchline with tags. The structure is now set up punchline tag. Exactly. You know who's a fucking amazing at it besides Bob is Bobby Kelly. Sorry, okay, wrong too. Screen. Yeah, Robert Kelly's really amazing at that.
Yes. Gaffigan does a lot of that.
Gaffigan's great. Yep.
No.
All right.
Let's get back to me.
Held me again.
Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch. Except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a three-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal. And get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the 3 month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show.
I saw your guitars that you tweeted today.
Oh, did you like those?
You wouldn't even know these two know they're online right now, the way they're just hanging out and talking.
Those are very nice. I like that Les Paul.
Carter's still have that like a fat chick around somebody, you know, he's trying to impress.
He's got his eyes down. He's all nervous.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody really ever talks to me.
The yellow one. What?
The LPJ, too.
The LPJ?
Yeah, typewriter. LPJ,
Les Paul Jr. You'd think a rock and roll legend like John would know that.
Yeah, didn't you have an LPJ in there?
Hold on a second. I'm going to show you something.
Is that like a tag?
He doesn't know.
He stopped this one.
Lyndon B. Johnson?
What?
Junior?
Let me get this one on. Hold on. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to freak you out. A little fun fact, okay?
Oh, well, you already did freak us out.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Dave Attell.
Yeah.
Exactly. Great tag. Great example of tag.
Fun fact.
That's the color of the sky.
Oh, my God. He's back to this shit.
How do you like that?
I do. So the so you're saying the water, the reflection of
what
the water.
What have I got to do with it? This is due to ray light scattering.
Luckily, and I'm reading this now, so I know.
You don't see those waves of color. So there you go. You just learned something. Thank you.
So the yellow one, isn't that an LPJ?
Oh,
relentless. I used to love this potato.
Please play Shawn Michaels' intro music when he does his hair. Yeah. I'm just a sexy boy. Sexy boy. Love that.
And you know what color the sun is?
Red.
Why don't you go up there and check, John?
Yeah.
White. I'll go why don't you pour some gasoline on you and find out?
Go tag the sun, John.
Okay, you ready for some more?
So he just totally ignored the
yep.
Yeah.
Yep, because he doesn't have it. He most likely sold it. That's why Cardiff's asking. That's why Cardiff's asking, do you have all your guitars?
Right. Well, he doesn't even know what Cardiff's talking about.
Nope. That's the other reason why he's not answering. He doesn't know what it means.
Carla, here we go.
That's what you do. That's not all you did. You know that for a fact. Everyone on the show, except for Mike Buscetti, who's out of it, knows that. I mean, obviously, Bob knows that. Adam knows that.
Mm-hmm. This is some Zumok level shit.
I promoted your show like Don King style, you fucking hack. Hmm. And then, like I predicted, they started playing guitar together. They pulled out guitars and they were playing. I remember Richard Nixon and fucking David Frost. Didn't they play harmonica together?
Cardiff, how don't you think Kevin's funny?
How don't you think Kevin's funny?
Maybe based on that last clip you played?
Well, how is it that you don't find Kevin funny? How don't you think Kevin's funny? I mean,
you're telling me you don't find him funny?
How don't you think Kevin's funny?
Buffoon.
Come on, that's a funny line.
Why didn't you laugh, John?
Yeah, look at Cardiff goes, it is.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, David, you probably don't even know the David Frost.
No, I do know, and nobody, and it doesn't need to be. Again, he says it in such a way that's stupid. The David Frost and Richard Nixon interview. Everyone knows the Frost Nixon interview. You could just say Frost Nixon. That's enough.
Right.
You could say DQ instead of Dairy Queen.
Yeah, have the potato teach you about a fucking bag. Jesus Christ. Yeah. 8, 6, 7, 5. I drink cooking wine. Simple question. Why don't you think Kevin's funny?
I have to put so many words in, but his brain is
you see it written and it's even more fucked up. Yeah, you know, hearing it was one thing. Seeing it written on paper, you go, oh my god.
Spinning so quickly to come up with excuses that he's trying to do.
That went from the elbow.
Yeah, that was a
watch.
Yeah, go back. Yeah, that was
go back.
That was he set a new record. It's like the people that fly across the Atlantic or whatever.
Yeah, he's the Charles Lindbergh of Snotlight.
Yeah, you know,
that was a vampire.
Hello. Good. We call that one the Phantom of the Opera, Bob. Yeah. That was the Phantom of the Opera.
To come up with excuses that he's trying to do.
Wow.
No space.
If that was a map, you'd go, we're taking this whole territory? You go, wow, that's a lot.
There are so many options to the way to get some snot out of your nose.
Yeah, none of the options John uses, no one should use those.
Okay. Cardiff, man, you can be a guest anytime. I enjoy your company.
Thank you, John. Hey,
are you in L.A.?
No, Minnesota.
Yes.
No,
your phone up.
Yeah, I'll give you
one. You fucking hacks!
Can you give me Kevin's number too? He likes when people do that.
Which is very.
Hold on. Don't interrupt Carla. Hold on.
Very true. KB always comes in hot on his own show. He's pissed at Bob Levy or whatever it is. He comes in hot. But at the end of the show, everything's calmed down. So,
all right. Carl is right here. And I was I actually thought of this too.
It's like, Jake, right?
Of course he did.
When Brennan says that it's all like. That Carl and I were a work. Every show he yells at Bob Levy. Every single show.
It's a work.
But yet every show Bob Levy's back.
Mm-hmm. It's a, as you said, it's a work.
It's a work. All a work. So maybe he's projecting by saying that I'm a work. When I'm not a work, I'm the fucking... What you see is what you get, Kev.
I haven't worked in 8 months.
He goes, me, a work, just because I'm in Jamaica and my living room at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Just look that fucking drink.
That fucking yeah.
Drink. I'm a work. That was a work. I call you to get your advice, and suddenly I'm part of a fucking work. Yeah, but look, you just can't.
Please. Oh. I get it now. I just have to agree with everything you say.
Yes! Right. Yes! There you got it!
Yay! We wow. figured out our friendship! Tookie
loves yes!
a friend!
Hi, you mommy! Kissed,
I thought that was Joe playing that.
Hi, mommy!
Where's today, John?
Uh-oh, here Tookie we go.
Out. Oh, wait. What did Tookie say?
Out our friendship. Tookie loves yes! a friend.
Hi, have you mommy.
Kissed, have
Are
you kissed your favorite person of color today, John?
Uh-oh, here Tookie we go.
Out. No.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Right, hey, were you going to be funny? Get off my channel.
What, are you taking this somewhere? Get out of here.
He strikes again.
Yeah, man. He just can't help himself.
I was trying to do something with John where we had...
John? I was trying to do something with John.
This tag kills every time.
John? Yeah. It's John!
It's not exactly the same. Yeah. Play that back. It's not a big difference.
I was trying to do something with John where we had...
John? I was trying to do something with John. John? It's John! Get it right!
That's what? Actually a good drop. Jan, it's John!
Etch things out. We had the debate. God. And then I said, okay.
Etch things out? Did he just say etch things out?
Oh, please. I know you. I know you are not picking apart Carl's use of the English language. Yeah. Mr. Chew the shit.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Etch things out? The fuck is he talking about?
Playing guitar together. They pulled out guitars and they were playing. I remember Richard Nixon and fucking David Frost. Didn't they play harmonica together? You fucking hacks!
And someone pointed this out to me, which is very true. KB always comes in hot on his own show. He's pissed at Bob Levy or whatever it is. He comes in hot. By the end of the show, everything's calmed down. So I was trying to do something with John where we hashed things out. Well, we had the debate. And then I said, okay.
That 20-minute diatribe I had, it really wasn't.
Yeah. Whoopsie. I went back a little too far.
And actually, what Kevin obviously doesn't understand is that I was goofing on John for writing the shittiest song I've ever heard in my life. A child would come up with this. He's trying to goof on
Look Patrick. Look at John's face.
He's so pissed right now.
Okay. The shittiest song.
Okay.
Hey, Carla. Okay. Well, I'm going to play some Isotopes. Here. Let's look at the shittiest song, okay?
No, play it on your guitar.
Carla's Bay. Have you seen this?
John.
You know what? I haven't gotten a strike in a while. Let me play some music from someone else.
You need to find somebody that went to see the Isotopes this past weekend because Carl could not play a note. I hope somebody out there was recording it. If they were, please send it to John.
Wow.
We need to get that audio on this show.
Okay, let me see if I can. Is this video or is it just audio of the Isotopes?
You're asking me?
You're looking at it.
John's the one. But you're the one who said you were going to put it on, you fucking idiot. Now he's looking at the potato and he goes, is this video or audio? Potato goes, I don't even know what you're grabbing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not looking at the screen that you're looking at.
You have to tell him, I'm not looking at the screen you're looking at. John is not.
Fatty Patty, where did you go?
Already better.
Fatty Patty, you're a big whore.
Jenta. Jenta wrote, if my choice is between SJ, DG, and KB, I'm fucking Cardiff. Gotta respect that.
I already did. And
yeah.
Now I'm going to Tookie.
Chad says, Carl's shittiest song is better than anything John can do. Agreed. Such a pretty girl. Is this true? I love that Mike won't mention John is a former student of
listen,
your comedy.
Listen, you can't win them all.
Yeah. Mike's doing a false lead right now.
Who gives a shit?
You have to want to improve.
Right. Right. All he can do is teach. It's up to you if you want to learn. Right.
You should just fucking smile. Somebody wrote Cardiff has worms.
You cheap son of a bitch.
All right. Cardiff, could you let me just do this for a second?
I'm just filling air time. Filling airspace.
Yeah, I got you.
No, you don't. You're scolding him for making people fucking still entertained while you're sitting there trying to figure out your goddamn show, which you could have done before you hit go live.
I got you.
Hero of the stupid.
Thank you. Thank you. Here we go.
There we go. Oh,
this is the isotope.
Already a million times better.
Yeah.
And isn't this, is this a cover?
It is a great song, Carla. Oh, what awesome.
Are we allowed to play this?
Well, we're behind the wall, number one.
Oh, that's right. We are. Okay. Yeah.
Holy crap.
He doesn't play enough of it for us to worry about.
Right. Yeah, and the worst comes to worst.
You gotta
we'll just tell Carl not to hit us with a strike.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
He wants
oh, my
play.
God. Bob's getting attacked.
All right, let me get him his ball. Let me get him his ball. Song. I'll get your ball, okay?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, sound like a good song.
Well, that's why he cuts it off. Carl just starts, you know, doing a solo on the guitar, and John's like, oh, that's enough.
Mason in Portland, make that Mel Gibson drop a Shirley Show, Shirley Network regular. I agree.
I agree. There's a few Mel Gibson. I mean, it's old, but it's worth having it in there. You never know.
Unbelievable. What a great song, The Isotopes. Holy shit. What genius.
Yeah, it was a good song.
His down picking is horrendous.
I know. Here, look. Oh, great music of the Isotope. Oh, let's try and beat Debo.
Can you pause for a second?
Yeah.
I do have to say, if you are ever in the Western New York area, Watchmen Studios is a fantastic place to go and record some music. Some great, great artists have been recorded there.
Greg Lambert, thanks for the $8, Sean. I was struggling to wake
nothing,
up.
Gave him nothing. And you know what? I'm going to say this publicly, and I will stand by it. Mm-hmm. Cardiff is a million times better musician in the know. I consider him a musician before I consider John.
Yes, John is not.
Nope.
Up
this morning, but you screaming like a lunatic.
A lunatic. Yeah, you can tuck him in late at night.
And listen, here's how you know John's not really a musician. I mean, he's got all the guitars that were given to him. Mm-hmm. But when he picked up that guitar and started playing so fucking out of tune, when you first hit that first chord and it's that bad, I'm a shitty musician. I am not good. But if I hit that chord, I would go, I can't play this guitar right now.
Right. You don't continue forward with it.
Right.
Is what you're saying. Yeah.
Have been recorded there.
Greg Lambert, thanks for the $8, Sean. I was struggling to wake up this morning, but you screaming like a lunatic. The lunatic has done the trick. Thank you. You're welcome, Greg. But you'll be sleeping a lot more when you watch your Raiders this season.
Well, doing better than the Giants.
I'm going to say, says the Giants fan.
And I picked them to win during my, you know, because of my ideas of what you do. And you see they covered and won. Okay. Thank you.
I love that. Where was that thing about John? It's really good.
Don't play anything.
Let's see. Somebody said John is a kid who lies about seeing a movie just to lie.
Yeah.
Boom.
Of course, he cannot have ever not done anything.
Yeah.
Stop it! No, I can't. No. Bad. You're bad. You're bad, Bane. You're bad. I'm not. No.
Dead fool. Thanks for the $10. Tuki Tuki. Bro, bo Buki, Banana Fana, Fofuki. I'm so sorry for blocking you. It will never happen again. I love you more than a friend. Whoa, there you go, Tuki. You got a fan.
Yay! I'm so sorry. I agree with these guys. Trump is the worst.
Greg Lambert, thanks for the
Trump is the worst, he said. my favorite story ever is when you guys said he couldn't say his sign off and he changed it for 2 days. We told him we trademarked Gagia. And then do you have his sign off for the following show after we announced that?
It'll take me a second. It's somewhere. Yeah. Give me a second.
Just let me know what you have.
Would have probably had it up by now.
Yeah.
But I want to get into that.
That was a lot of fun. That was a great moment. One of our earliest, maybe dare I say our first.
That was way back. Yeah, that was pretty much the beginning of all this.
$3. That Isotope song made me sleepy again.
Yeah, they stink, huh?
Fucking Tukey, man.
Mm-hmm, the worst.
Mm-hmm. Guys, got future. Yeah, well, they know what they're doing. Oh, look at Carl messaged him. He says, you won't actually listen to it? Hack.
Down picking.
Look, who are these podcasts? Hey, Carla! Carla, hold on! Carla, I want to show you! Hey, what are you thinking?
Oh.
Podcast,
WDTP.
This is Stuttering John saying, Get Laga!
Oh, that was the best.
His new sign off was the name of an 80s video game, Galaga. Yeah.
And the best is that he didn't think about it until he was starting to say it.
Right. Like, right. Yeah. He started saying it and then he knew he had to change it up.
700th time. Might get a cease and desist for that one.
What's that from?
That's from your concert.
Oh yeah, that's right.
One of your fans.
Oh yeah, that's one of my fans. I forgot about that. Galapagos Island.
For the $5, John, did you make fun of Boschetti's head? I wrote jokes for his head.
I wrote jokes for his head.
What?
Head, I need you to use these jokes.
Don't tell the body.
Mike, tell your front of your head, your forehead, do this joke. The back of your head, do this joke. Right? Don't forget.
Okay, I'm sure I'll show up on Dabbles. Yeah. Yes. Mike needed a couple of jokes. Mike, so I wrote a couple for him. That's what all the time. That's what comics do for each other.
And they were great jokes.
Why doesn't anyone write anything for you?
Why doesn't what? What did you say?
Anybody write anything for him?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, because he doesn't want to pay anybody.
No, it's the fact that, you know what I mean? There's nothing to, like, when you see a comic and there's something you say, as soon as they get off, if they're good, you say, hey, throw this at the end of this. I think we can use this and continue with it because it's a funny bit. You got them rolling and you're stopping too early.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's nothing better than adding more shit to an already great bit, you know? Yeah,
you don't add it to a shitty one. That's what I tell people. No. I go, why are you stopping it?
You're 100% right. Gifted five is my dick.
Boom.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna. Fucking.
Yeah. What were you saying, Mike?
I'm going to message Boschetti and ask what jokes John wrote for him.
That's a great idea. And ask him if he wants to come on BS.
Or what jokes he wrote for his head.
Yeah, for him and his head.
Yeah,
and Mike, they always kill. Great. Yep, you're they looking always great. Killed. This is great. Everything is great.
My dad always wanted me to play football, but I didn't want to have to wear another helmet. Come on, get this on.
So that has nothing to do with his head. That's a mentally challenged Joe.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, has nothing to do with his head. Other than there's a helmet on his head because he's mentally challenged.
Get a meal. When I was a kid, I always wanted to get ahead, a smaller one. Come on, where's my rim shot, Cardiff?
You know what kind of shampoo I use? Head, and shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, coming.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What a package, boys.
That's the way, we like it. That's the way, we like it. Yeah.
We may like it, but we love yous, guys. If you really believe in God, you will not have Mike Bichette. What are you talking
about? We love Mike.
He's great. We love the space cookie over here. We've loved him for years. He's back at Miserable Men days on Sirius.
He was the best.
The twink, the twink movie, whatever. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree of bad jokes. Yep.
Yeah, we love that shadow maker.
We will be back. He used these jokes on Elisa's friend. Of course he did. Of course he did.
He's
yeah, Stacey Allen's right. Hit the like button. Real quick, we will be back live tomorrow, 9 a.m. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be off. There's some shit I got to do tomorrow afternoon. But then Friday, we will have the, what is it, Point Dabble Point, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
Boom!
Yeah.
It'll be on this this network.
Ooh.
And yeah, it's going to be a great lineup. Tune in. Phil Elmore. Okay.
Whoa.
Missy B. I'll just give you a couple of them. Oh, Carl. Wow. Yeah, Carl.
Wow.
And we're working on a show, one of these roundtable shows that's just going to be ex-moderators from John's show. So, if you're not subscribed to the YouTube, the Shuly Network.
Hold on. Tookie's dead from leukemia. What kind of shampoo does a vampire, where'd it go? What kind of shampoo does a, no. What kind of shampoo? What kind of vampire? Go up. What kind of shampoo does a vampire use? Dead and shoulders. Hacka, hacka. Damn right, pretty girl.
I thought you were making an announcement that Tookie died from leukemia.
No. I didn't do that. No. Why don't BS Friday BS? What's that about?
We'll do BS Friday. Yeah. We'll do BS. Yeah. Don't you? Yeah, I just want to mention real quick, I jumped off the air earlier this morning. I'm not going to go into detail about it because it's not my place to share this story. But I lost a very good friend over in Israel last night, and I got a call in the morning during the show. I'm sorry I had to jump off. And speaking of jumping off, shit is jumping off over there left and right. It's a crazy time. You know, my family, there's other shit that's going on. And so unfortunately, I called Ronnie. I let him know that I'm going to be staying in town. I'm not leaving the house. I'm not leaving the fam. And so I will be here tomorrow. It just feels weird to go party, hang out, and all this shit's going on. So I'll be here, and you guys, I just want you to know you're essential in this, man. I wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't do this today, but I knew you guys would help, and fuck, man, we need it, you know? So thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it, and I'll see you mañana, you know? We all, anything you guys want to plug?
No, nope. Well, all good. That's all.